I first met this class at the end of last year as they played their audio-recorded essays, molded off the public radio series StoryCorps. You'll notice off the bat that these kids don't follow a typical grade school curriculum. One student named Eduardo presents an essay from last winter about his pet dog. Eduardo's voice was pre-recorded and mixed with special sound effects and music.
Then my dog bought me a dog. But he escaped, and my dad ran to get him, and he was lost.
And here's that same student, 5 months later, reciting an original poem, live in front of his class, about the importance of family.
Me and my family always, always get busy. Sometimes we get busy, always, always, always. We always get to do something, but not together, because we don't have time. But someday we will get a chance.
You can tell Eduardo's diction has improved. He also sounds a little more comfortable. In many of the poems, family is a trending topic. Here's a poem by another one of the students named Guillermo.
Mama is wonderful. She loves Papa. She buys us everything sometimes. Mama and Papa love the end.
I like the way he connected his mom and his dad.
The class looks on intently as their teacher, Olga Halpern, dissects the poem's structure.
This is what I call ownership, creativity, and just getting out of the
box.
My mom has long hair. I do too.
Some of the poems are taken to a whole new level, like this one by Adamaris. It's also about family. The student makes a point of not missing a beat and, when it's appropriate, jumping high in the air with a big cheeky grin on her face.
Me and my aunt. My aunt has glasses. I don't. My aunt likes roller coasters. I do too. Yeah.
The final student performs his poem in a less conventional way. Angel plays a recording of himself talking about his classmates. Like the StoryCorps project earlier in the school year, Angel mixes in sound effects and music cues.
I have intelligent friends. Guillermo, Bridget, Eduardo. He is the fastest runner in our classroom. And he's also short. Quack, quack, quack.
Have like 5 more minutes. So the thing that you didn't get to see when you actually heard them is you didn't get to see all the poetic strategies that they use.
That's Haney Yoon with the University of Illinois Center for Education in Small Urban Communities. She's the one who came up with the idea for this project. Each student also wrote and designed a poetry book with drawings and photos. They constructed dozens of poems over the course of 5 weeks, but only a few made it into the book. Yoon says she wanted to give these students a lot of flexibility to be creative without hindering their ability to learn English. After the poetry reading, Yoon quizzes the class on different literary devices.
Like some of them use repeating words. Can someone else give me another example? Like repeating words, repeating lines, Giselle?
Breaking.
Yeah, line breaks. What else happened in your poems?
Phil Wilder works with Yoon. He says understanding the structure of a poem, rather than just the words on a page, can go a long way in teaching literacy.
I went over and was talking to a student who explained why he printed out every word in a poem, but when he used the word cursive, he wrote it in cursive. It's a small thing, but it's a nuance that you can see how kids are playing around with language. And for bilingual students especially, their ability to kind of play with language is a key to code switching, is a key to using multiple languages.
And for the students in this class, a key to success throughout the year was bringing meaning to written and spoken words so that self-expression doesn't get lost in translation. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.